Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so I've not heard Shout in a long, long time. We're playing Jordana's 80s rock tunes here. Paul and Jordana show every weekday, 3 to 6. Okay, when I first heard it, kind of liked it. Then it got played so much. I wanted to put my head in ice cold water just so I never would hear it again. Once you have that in you, David, can you recover again? Or are you just still so traumatized by how, like, you know, we could do the wedding song thing, like Celebration. No. Okay. Everyone should walk out of a wedding if Celebration is played.
Well, that's a
just
little hard.
Get up, walk out, and you know what else you should say? I wish divorce upon you. If they play Celebration, it's not going to last. He's cheating on you. I mean, Celebration, you're dead to be. Okay. Shout like a song like this. Are you okay after a certain amount of time?
I'm also watching the music video for this song right now, and I just it looks like it's from the 80s and hasn't aged super well.
Yes. I would say that is probably the MO, but 97% of most 80s videos. Yep. Don't you think?
Yes. Yeah, you're like, what is this in black and white almost? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let's get to Tucker Carlson here. And we've referenced Mr. Carlson a number of times on the show. Tucker Carlson right now has the highest rated cable news show. Higher than Hannity, higher than Ingram, took over the Bill O'Reilly spot after O'Reilly was dismissed because of very serious sexual harassment allegations. And a lot of people wonder, well, what's going to happen? Bill O'Reilly. Number one in that time slot for, I think it was like 16 years. Their numbers are up. And as we talked about a couple weeks ago, when Fox just celebrated 25 years in existence, outside of the few months after Joe Biden's clear and convincing victory in the 2020 election, yes, his clear and convincing victory with zero evidence, I repeat, zero evidence of widespread fraud, CNN and MSNBC had some success and chipped away at Fox. That's over again because Fox is dominating once again. Go back and podcast us. Last week it was. We had a conversation about that. And they're the clear-cut leaders. Tucker Carlson has admitted that when he was at CNN, I think he was also at MSNBC, it didn't work. Right? Some might say his bosses didn't give him the right opportunity, but he's admitted he wasn't good enough. He has come to Fox, and he is a true, true believer. He is as influential as any of them. Hannity and Trump are incredibly close. There are smart people who think Hannity was one of the three or four most powerful people throughout the Trump White House because he valued him so much. If Trump is not in the mix, Carlson's more influential right now. And Tucker Carlson's a very, very smart person. But he goes to filth at times. Lies about COVID, distorts things, is incredibly brash and rude. And you know what? he can say, look at the numbers. I think there's a better way to do it myself. And by the way, there are people on the left who can be as big a jackass as he is. So this is not just owned by Tucker Carlson. But here is just another example of Tucker Carlson going to the worst. And I saw it last night. I tweeted about it. And here's what I said before we play the audio. Tucker thinks this is funny. It's not. It's crude. It's cruel. It's childish. And with all of his success, it's him. This is what Tucker Carlson said about Pete Buttigieg.
But of course, it's ludicrous. As just about every sane person has acknowledged since, inflation is rising because the government has devalued the U.S. dollar by making too many U.S. dollars. They're like sand now. They're not worth much. But still, the White House does not seem concerned. Pete Buttigieg has been on leave from his job since August after adopting a child, paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went. But now he's back in office as the transportation secretary,
right,
and
we'll
he's deeply amused, he says.
Because that's the key point. It's disgusting. It's homophobic. Let's just be crystal clear. It's disgusting, and it's homophobic. Because I've had some people, and there's been a significant reaction about this all across the country. And some have said, wait a second. If this is one of those jobs, by the way, Secretary of Transportation, and we have an infrastructure bill debate right now, and we have what's taking place with ports in L.A., and we have supply issues, should he come back? That's a fair conversation. That is a fair conversation. There have been other examples in other administrations where people have not taken leave this long. He still makes television appearances. He does interviews. But the office has said since August, since his husband, since the two of them adopted a child, he has been on paternity leave. If you want to have that conversation about when you are in such a key position, whether in your business or in a government position, and you should come back sooner, let's have the debate. But again, David, I want you to play the audio and tell me if he doesn't know exactly what he is doing here when he says what he says, because he does.
But of course, it's ludicrous. As just about every sane person has acknowledged since, inflation is rising because the government has devalued the U.S. dollar by making too many U.S. dollars. They're like sand now. They're not worth much. But still, the White House does not seem concerned. Pete Buttigieg has been on leave from his job since August after adopting a child. Paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went. But now he's back.
Okay, we'll jump in right there. Again, this is hello, homophobic individuals. I'm playing to you. That's what it is. This isn't some important conversation on parental leave and the debate and, you know, how far the reconciliation bill should go on parental leave. This is, I'm going to make this point, and I'm going to appeal to the worst to some of the people listening. Not everybody watches this, engages in this, but the number's too high. So don't tell me in any way he doesn't know precisely what he's doing, and don't tell me he doesn't have a pattern of this, because he does. And by the way, as I said, he's got the biggest audience on cable news in this country. So his comeback is going to be, it works. It's demeaning. It's grotesque. It's like awful middle school humor that people just have no problem. The amount of homophobic humor in this country today, thankfully, has lessened from 10, 20, 30 years ago. But it's still out there. There are people I know who use the word faggot. And pretty much every time I will say, knock it off. Oh, I didn't mean it. Knock it off. And Pete Buttigieg has been open about this part of his life. Pete Buttigieg, you can like him politically. You can disagree with him politically. You know what? Where Pete Buttigieg and Tucker Carlson have philosophical differences. I'm sure they have other areas of life they agree. But just on sexual attraction and who somebody wants to be as their partner, Pete Buttigieg is attracted to a man. And so what we now have to do in playing to people who are awful about it, it's just to remind people about it. And that's what a person who's making, what is he making, $10 million, $15 million is doing, and it's calculated, and it works. And to me, it's indefensible. I want to hear from you on this one, through texts and phone calls, and remind you, today before we're done, and we've already had some very strong candidates, before we're done today, we have a pair of Stones tickets for the October 24th show at U.S. Bank. You don't call in and just win them. You have to call in and contribute on this topic. Be provocative. Back up everything I said. Provide more to it. Completely disagree with me. Go at me. We've given out a pair of tickets first day to somebody who disagreed with the three of us. So it happens on this show often. I want to hear from you on what Tucker Carlson said and going to the bottom of the barrel, because that's what he did. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We're back in moments on CCO.
Pete Buttigieg has been on leave from his job since August after adopting a child. Paternity leave, they call it, trying to figure out how to breastfeed. No word on how that went.
Yes, that's Tucker Carlson. So let me get to a few of them. Of the text and calls. Again, we've got seven more minutes here. Got a lot of time for you to interact, to agree with me, to disagree with me. You can call. We're going to be tough screeners. Or you can text. It's your chance to win a pair of tickets to see one of the greatest bands in the history of rock and roll. I'm not going to say this is their final tour because somebody's been saying that for 30 years, right? So that doesn't make sense. Chance to see the Rolling Stones, if you have a strong opinion on this particular topic about what you just heard with Tucker Carlson and his snide remark and knowing that he wanted to play to that base of his crowd. Call or text at 651-461-9226. Frequent texter, frequent critic, get off your high horse, Chad. I am paid to give my opinion. That's what I am supposed to do. That is what works in radio the last 30, 40 years. To be blunt, this station, for too long, has just disseminated information, and it doesn't work. We deal with facts on this show all the time. We deal with interviews on this show all the time. We have Republicans and Democrats on this show. We looked it up recently. We have more Republicans on this show than Democrats. I've spent the last 3-4 months criticizing Joe Biden and the incompetence of this administration with the border, with Afghanistan, not getting the Democrats to come together. So get with the program here, okay? That's what people do. You can disagree with the opinions, and if you want just somebody who's just going to state facts, then you have the wrong show. You just have the wrong show. Somebody saying, just don't watch or listen. No, that's not what we do on this show. If you want to do it, we react to the news which is out there. It's not, hey, just don't listen. If that's your call, go ahead. That's not what I do here, and that's not what I think. I don't think that should be the line. Well, I it's disgusting, but I just won't listen or watch. All right, let's take calls. Dan is in Blaine. Dan, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey, Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Dan, are we losing you on the phone there a little bit? There, I got you back now. Go ahead.
Hey, Chad, love the show. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
Hey, I totally agree with you on the Tucker Carlson issue. I can't understand why Fox allows this gentleman to spew this hatred over the air. And why the public doesn't cancel culture him like we do seem to do to other people, rock stars or rap stars that make a homophobic comment. What is going on with Fox and the Tucker Carlson free?
Because it works. That's it.
Well, it doesn't work.
And even when they lose sponsors, they come back. And I'm not calling for him to be fired. Let me be very, very clear. I am not calling for him to be fired. I'm not a boycott guy. I'm a landscape person, and I'm that everybody's out there and they can be judged and criticized. But that's why,
well,
David.
I was watching this particular episode at a nursing home with a bunch of elderly people that I visit on a weekly basis, and even they were shocked. They looked at me and they couldn't. The one old lady said, "Did he just say what I think he said?" And when you have a group of elderly people in nursing homes that know the difference between right and wrong as far as speech and what you're putting out there, I can't believe Fox. I don't ask for him to be fired either, but he should be censured or something.
Dan, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm going to let you go, Dan, so I can cup call. Or just come on and say, you know what? I still think he's taking way too much time off. If he honestly believes that, or if he just did this under the premise just to take the cheap shot, just acknowledge it. The collective media doesn't do a very good job of ever admitting screw ups. They call for others to do it, but the consistency on that is pretty lousy. Lynn is in Circle Pines. Lynn, you're on WCCO.
Hi, Chad.
Hello.
I totally agree that Tucker Carlson and people like him, they're just, that's what's wrong with this world nowadays. Nobody has any respect for anybody anymore. They just want to bash each other to get their platform heard and, make a dollar. It's just going too far. Why does this country got to keep doing that?
Well, they play a part. MSNBC, folks on the left and the right play a part in the divisive nature of the country. But then it's up to all of us to make sure that we check people, that we decide on our own. I philosophically, let's say I'm a conservative and I like a lot of what Tucker says, but if there's a pattern of it, it's up to me to make that decision if I want to call him out and if it gets to the point where I don't want to watch. I'm not much of the don't watch idea, but then it's up to the audience to make their decision on that, Lynn. I appreciate the phone call. Graham is in Somerset. Graham, what's going on?
Yeah, good day, Chad. I've got an opinion about Tucker Carlson. I think he's a money whore. I think what he does is what Ernest Hemingway would call, and I'll clean this up, he'd call him a miserable little cork in the butthole of progress.
Graham, did we lose you? Wow. That was kind of a strange noise. Did you cut him off, David?
No. I love Graham from Somerset.
Graham is excellent. A ton of texts. We're just up against the clock, so I can't get to all of them. But all of the folks who called in and all the folks who text are eligible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.